You're listening to SBS News.
American children aged between 5 and 11 years old could soon be receiving child-sized COVID-19 vaccines. Two injections, 3 weeks apart, using smaller needles, delivering one-third of an adult's dose. Pfizer is the first brand of a COVID vaccine to be approved for use in children of that age group, with the pharmaceutical giant's vaccine research director, Dr. William Gruber, saying clinical trials show a 90.7% efficacy.
Their ability to make an immune response actually in some ways is often better than it is in adults. And that's one of the reasons we are very gratified with the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine that we can actually use a smaller dose.
Health officials like FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock are hoping it will offer protection during winter and bring an end to school closures and homeschooling.
Now, as a mother and as a physician, I know parents, caregivers, school staff, and children have been waiting for today's authorization. Vaccinating younger children against COVID-19 will bring us closer to returning to a sense of normalcy. Parents and guardians can rest assured that we conducted a comprehensive and rigorous evaluation of the data on the vaccine's safety and effectiveness, and that this vaccine meets our high standards.
The pediatric vaccine is likely to get final approval next week, but there are mixed feelings among parents and guardians.
It just seems like it came out so fast, and we're talking about a child. I feel like it's different for me.
We feel comfortable to know that, you know, the opportunity of being able to get that vaccine is going to give us a little bit of peace of mind for our kids.
The push to have younger children protected from the virus comes as firefighters and other frontline workers are pushing back against mandatory vaccinations. When it comes to immunity from COVID-19 in adults, a study by the Centers for Disease Control in the US has found that fully vaccinated adults are 5 times less likely to develop COVID than unvaccinated people who previously had the virus. The report's authors say that vaccine-induced immunity is more protective than infection-induced immunity. The so-called natural immunity is one reason that firefighters in New York City are protesting against mandatory vaccinations. The mayor has told firefighters even if they've had the virus, they have to be vaccinated by Monday or go on unpaid leave. Andrew Ansborough, president of the Uniformed Firefighters Association.
This is what my members are dealing with. They've already been sick or they've had the vaccine and they feel there's no need to have a vaccine forced on them when they've already had COVID.
There are now fears that New York could face a worker shortage next week, as tens of thousands of civic employees remain unvaccinated. This is Tina Quinn with SBS News.